So, aren't our responses to situations also determined by our conditionings? And if our responses are determined, then do we really have freedom? Then everything becomes distant. So, yeah. So, the thing is, our responses are prompted but not forced by our conditionings. Our conditionings propose, they don't impose. See, for example, you know, there are two students, they're staying in, say, some hostel, and this is their college, and along the way there is a bar. So now one student has never drunk alcohol. So that student just passes by and doesn't even think about drinking alcohol. The second student, every time that student passes by the bar, maybe I should drink. And now the student drinks once, twice, 5 times, 10 times. And after that, when the student is leave alone passing by the bar, as soon as comes out of the hostel, thinks the mind is already in the bar, thinking that I should drink. So here what has happened? The past conditionings have made the force of that particular action stronger and stronger. But still, it is not that the alcoholic addict has no free will. That free will, the capacity to exercise that free will may become lesser and lesser. But the free will is always there. So now, that means our destiny, even in terms of our decisions, it is not determined by our conditionings. It is prompted by our conditionings. So for example, if I say one road is a smooth and downsliding road and the other is a tough road which requires climbing up, by default we may go down the road. We may not be able to go up, we may not go up the road, but still we have the option to go up the road. So by our conditioning determines which road will be going down and which road will be easily navigable and which road will be difficult to navigate. But still we have the choice to, we have the capacity to choose. An alcoholic may be strongly prompted to drink, but the alcoholic is not forced to drink. So we can choose. And especially if we come in the association of devotees, then that dramatically increases our capacity to make right choices. So how does that happen? Because we get, in Krishna's association, higher wisdom, higher intelligence and higher taste. Higher intelligence by which you can start saying, this is harmful, I should not do this. And higher taste means that, oh, actually there is a better way to, I want to be happy, but it's a better way to be happy than doing those self-defeating things. So our conditionings, the kind of conditioning that we have, that is also our destiny. And they prompt us towards certain actions, but they don't force us. And our capacity to reject their promptings, that is increased when we connect with Krishna. So the more we connect with Krishna, the more we can resist our conditionings and ultimately reject them. Thank you. Any other questions?